Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Tyler, you guys coming off a 3-2 loss on Wednesday night in Wenatchee. Pretty even game overall. What did you like from the performance?
Yeah, it was obviously it was nice to see we won the special teams battle. I don't know how many times this year we've done that, but it was nice to obviously do that. I don't think we're particularly sharp, I guess you could say. I thought we did enough, obviously, to get the 1 point, and we probably had done enough to win that game as well. Our attention to detail just away from the puck needs to be a little bit better. We got to work to support each other and work in some different areas to make it harder on other teams to attack us offensively. So watch some stuff on some video. We're on a little bit of a stretch here. We get two games at home. I don't know if we've had that all year either. So obviously our goal is to get 4 points out of this weekend heading into the All-Star break.
We talked about it before. Last game, Tristan Allan made his debut for you guys on Wednesday night, and he also gets to face his former team in just his second game with you guys. What did you make about his first performance, and what do you expect here tonight?
Yeah, I thought he did well. For the scenario he was in, meeting us in West Kelowna, having to jump on the bus, get there, no practices under his belt with us, I thought he did a good job. He obviously can see he's a smooth skater. He's good with the puck, so I think he'll only get better as he gets more integrated with the team and the philosophies and different things like that. So I expect obviously big things out of the in the second half from him. I think he's going to, like I talked to you before, Wenatchee, he'll bring an element to our back end that we obviously desperately needed.
7 out of the next 8 here at home, and you guys have the third best point percentage in the entire BCHL at home. What's the biggest factor that goes into that? And obviously moving into the second half of the season, how important is that for you guys?
Yeah, seven out of eight at home is going to be a huge stretch for us. I mean, you can probably attribute a lot of that success here to the fan support. We're getting better numbers here than we have in a long time. So it's always nice and comfortable to play in front of your home fans. It's a little bit different than last year. We were very, very good on the road and kind of just okay at home. So it's exciting that we get to play some games at home. We're obviously one of the teams in the league that have played the least amount of home games to this date. So we need to take advantage of the home ice advantage, I guess you could say, here in these next 7 out of 8 games.
Carter Richardson gets a start for you guys today. It's going to be his first start since mid-December. What do you expect from him in between the pipes?
Kind of just what I expect out of both those guys. Give us the best chance to win a hockey game. I think he needs to come in there and make the saves that he's supposed to, and we're going to play hard defense in front of him, and he's just got to make sure that he puts his best foot forward, mentally strong in there. Even if one goes in, he needs to rebound and make sure that the next one doesn't. So like I tell those guys all the time, I leave all the technical stuff to Angus, our goalie coach, and then I just want them to give us the best chance to win, make the stops that the team needs.
And my last question, it's your third meeting on the season with Merritt. You guys have split the first two games. What's the key to success here tonight?
Yeah, we just need to play hard and fast. We need to move the puck and support the puck. I think talking with our group is we need to be a volume approach offense where we need to put 35 pucks at the net for us to give us our best chance to score 4 or more. I think every time we get 37 or more, we've scored 4 goals or more here this year. So we need to take the approach, no shots a bad shot, get a little bit more selfish in and around that net, so that we can obviously put that total up and give us a chance to score 4 or more.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with head coach of the Merritt Centennials, Curtis Tonoff. You guys are coming off a 6-3 loss to Vernon. 3 goals, though, in the third period. Overall, what did you like about their performance in your last game?
Our offensive zone in the third period, and I would say that's about it from that game.
Fair enough. Obviously, you guys had a very busy trade deadline week. You guys made 3 trades, including one with the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. You bring in Aiden Lindblad, and you move on from Tristan Allan. What can you say about Tristan for his time in Merritt and the acquisition of Aiden Lindblad?
Yeah, Tristan was a great player and human being for us in Merritt, and a guy that wore an A, and a guy that was a heck of a defenseman. And to get a good, you know, return moving forward. I think we did, and we get Tristan a fresh start to for sure play in the playoffs, it looks like. And bringing in Aiden is something we kind of need in our lineup, a left-handed true left winger that's good size, good birth year for us, and can really shoot a puck. And I think at some point Aiden will pop, and he'll get a real opportunity to do that in the second half here.
A real positive for you guys this season has been your penalty kill, 6 in the BCHL at 81%. What would you attribute to the success to that too so far?
It starts with a good goaltender, right? Like a lot of people say, and I think just good instincts and some guys with some real legs. Like Christian Lowe does a real good job. I think some of our D do a real good job at blocking shots and getting in lanes, and it just seems to work. We don't do one thing. We just pre-scout the opponent, go with our gut, and most nights it works, some nights it doesn't, but I think we've done a pretty good job just kind of putting teams to sleep with our penalty kill.
Jackson Murray continues his fine form, 30 points on the season, which leads your team. What can you say about his play so far this season, maybe what to expect in the second half?
Yeah, just a guy that plays the right way, plays hard, he's heavy on pucks. He doesn't jump out at you per se some nights, but you look and he's got an assist or two or a goal, and he's got a heck of a shot. He's good on the power plays, great 5-on-5, and just one of those guys that plays the game the right way and gets rewarded for it.
Your third meeting now on the season with Sam and Arm. You guys have split the first two games. Overall, what's the key to success tonight?
I think just a simple start and kind of a greasy road game. We're a bit depleted tonight, and we got some new faces in the lineup. We got to just kind of keep it simple and gel together.
Awesome. Thanks for your time, and good luck tonight.
Right on. Thank you.